Page 67. Thus, at the Cape, by the late 18th century, race and class had overlapped for so long that to many Europeans this social structure appeared to be natural or God-given. Quote from Elphick and Guillaume, 1989. Freund, 1976, has argued that these prejudices and the close identification of status and race were not entrenched in the legal order of the early Cape and cannot be said to have been the precursor of the structured racism of the 20th century. While the latter point is valid, there were nonetheless a number of racially discriminatory regulations by the end of the 18th century. Coy and slaves were discriminated against in the church and the courts. Free blacks also faced discriminatory controls, such as liability to arrest if found in the streets of Cape Town without lanterns. None of these rules applied to whites. From the 17th...